This is Ken Stringfellow of the Posies, Big Star, etc., and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
All summer there are tours at the Hudson Athens Lighthouse every second Saturday of the month through October. You can visit the 1874 lighthouse that's in the middle of the Hudson River. The tours leaving from the Henry Hudson Riverfront Park in Hudson at 11 a.m., noon, 1 p.m., and 2 p.m., and from the Athens Village Riverfront Park at 11:30 a.m., 12:30 p.m., 1:30 p.m., and 2:30 p.m. That's the Hudson Athens Lighthouse Tours all summer on the second Saturday. And you can find out more on the WGXC Community Calendar online at wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Greenville Drive-In 32, a destination for movies and music under the stars of the Northern Catskills since 1959. Seasonal programming information at drivein32.com or 518-966-2177.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bindlestiff Family Circus of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Yeah. Snow White. It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. Hey, Snow White. It's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra, Catskill, Hudson. Listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Georgia, and I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from near Hudson.
You stole my job? I'm Emily, and I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson. So
I'm the director!
I don't know if I have a job anymore. I've been replaced.
Your job is being me, your student.
I wish you well in your new position, Georgia.
Thank you. I wish you well.
And we have another guest with us today.
Hi, I'm Jay. I live in America and I'm 17 at heart.
Interesting. I don't know how old I am at heart.
I know her real age. I know her real age, but I'm not going to say it.
Yeah. We don't divulge secrets here on Bound by Books. But on Bound by Books, we do talk about books every week. Books we love.
I'm going to be 13 and not that long. It doesn't count.
Books we hate.
Bookish things.
Woohoo.
And that's what we're going to do today. But first, we want to welcome Jay to Bound by Books for the first time ever. So before we start talking about specific books, I'm just wondering, Jay, what kind of books you like? Do you have certain authors that you love, certain series, certain genres, certain types of books or topics?
I like reading. Okay, I'll read anything as long as it has a good plot, except for nonfiction. I don't like that. And I won't read, like, annoying books. They have to be, the main characters have to be, like, 12 and up in age, or else it's really annoying to read. Or, like, they have to be at least, like, 14 in age, the main character. Okay. Yes. And that's it. I'll read whatever.
Would you read nonfiction if it had a plot? Like, no. If it was told like a story?
No.
Why if it had a 14-year-old main character?
Nope. I don't like nonfiction. I tried. I just don't like it.
What if we were sneaky and gave you a nonfiction title that read like a story and you didn't even know and it was the best book you ever read?
I don't know.
I don't know how we would get that past you, but
yeah.
New life goal.
I usually look up the books. I look up like parts of it and like a description so I know if it's good or not before I start reading. So yeah.
Where do you find the descriptions?
Google. I am reading this right now.
Oh, The Red Queen by Victoria Aveyard. Is that her? Yeah. Do you want to tell us about it?
Yeah, if you haven't read it, it's about this girl. Actually, I stuck at explaining books.
You could read the description if you want. That's in the book jacket.
Okay. Maribel's world is divided by blood. Those with red and those with silver. Mary and her family are lowly reds, destined to serve the silver elite whose supernatural abilities make them nearly gods. Mary steals what she can to help her family survive, but when her best friend is conscripted into the army, she gambles everything to win his freedom. A twist of fate leads her into the royal palace itself, where in front of the king and all his nobles, she discovers a power of her own, an ability she didn't know she had, except her blood is red. To hide this impossibility, the king forces her into a role of a lost silver princess and betroths her to one of his sons. As Mary is drawn further into the civil war, she risks her new position to aid the Scarlet Guard, the leaders of a red rebellion. Her actions put in motion a deadly violent dance, pitting prince against prince and Mary against her own heart. Yeah, there you go.
Are you enjoying that book?
So far, actually, yes. Surprisingly.
What do you like about it?
I just want to see if she gets to see her family again. That's probably why I'm still reading. But it's pretty cringy, honestly. And it's pretty, like, so far I know everything that happens. I totally guessed everything that happened.
Huh.
still good, I guess. It's still good to read. I guess. I would recommend it to somebody.
And that's a first in a series. So if you like that one, you can read the rest.
Yeah, probably.
I know that was really popular. I've never read it myself.
You should. It's very good.
Yeah. Well, I guess I'll let you finish reading it. And then if you still suggest it, then maybe I'll try it.
Cool.
Well, I'm trying to think if I have any books that I still have to read. Because sometimes people talk about books on the show, and I feel like I have to read them because they love them so much.
Your reading list is like 1,000 pages long, girl.
I have a lot of books to read.
You said you won't know if you have any books to read. It's 1,000 pages, girl.
I meant very specific ones, like ones that are your favorites.
If you want to read
the one that I'm about to share.
Well, let's hear what Jay's recommendations are first.
I have many. Okay, first off, we're going to start with this beauty. It's called The Stars We Steal. It's very unpopular. I never heard anyone say it before, but it's beautiful.
Huh. What kind of book? Is it like a fantasy book or?
It's sci-fi and...
Sci-fi, nice.
There's always a little bit of romance in there, but that's it. Yeah, there's so many books.
Yeah.
I can recommend to you.
Awesome. I look forward to hearing more of those. So, Georgia, you had a book you wanted to share?
Mm-hmm. So, my book is called Linvisible. This book actually belongs to my school, but with my teacher's permission, I brought it home for the day. I'm going to return it tomorrow. This is such a good book. This is my new favorite. Out of a rating 0 to 100, you know how I always rate books 0 to 100. I'd probably give this a 99.99999999999.
Why?
It's such a great book. It's just amazing. I don't know how to express how amazing it is. I will read the description. Glamour Girl magazine is looking for fashion-savvy girls to be on their advisory panel. It's perfect for Lynn Vincent, who eats, breathes, and sleeps fashion. However, Lynn is so fashion-forward that she's ahead of the trends in her small town. Lynn is so in, she's out, especially with Chasey Welch in her popular circle. But Lynn may finally get her moment in the spotlight and on the runway when a famous designer gets her hands on one of Lynn's unique creations. This is a great book. I really enjoy the cover because it looks like a fabric collage with Lynn looks kind of like a fabric collage and then Bella, the puppy, looks like a watercolor. The cover is very far out. There aren't any pictures, so you never see Lynn's face. You just have to imagine it. So that's my book.
Hey, sounds fun. And that's like a middle grade novel?
Yeah, I'd say it's like middle grade, cool. Probably. And I'd place that in the realistic fiction category.
Cool. Thanks for sharing. I have a book to share as well. And mine is also middle grade, but it's a graphic novel and it's the first in a series. And the series is called Katie the Cat Sitter. So it's the first in a series by Colleen A.F. Venable and Stephanie Yu does the illustrations. And I know there's a second book coming out, but I'm not sure when. I'd have to try to look that up later to find out. But I was really excited. I just finished this book this past month and then was looking at this online resource where you can get preview copies of books for librarians or reviewers. And I saw that there was a Katie the Cat Sitter too, and I was so excited. But it's about a girl named Katie, obviously, and she is getting ready for summer and she's dreading it because her friend is going away to camp and she's not going because the budget's just too tight in her family and the camp is expensive. So Katie decides to try to make some money so that she can maybe go to camp for like a week and join her friend there. So she finds all these like little part-time jobs, but nothing's really working out. And then eventually one of her neighbors hires her to be a cat sitter. And she goes there and meets all the cats. And there's just like tons and tons of cats in this apartment. And they all seem like really well-behaved and they like listen to her commands. And like, if for anyone out there who's had a cat, like most cats are not that well behaved. But as soon as the owner leaves, the cats go a little wild and start doing all sorts of weird things and like messing up the house and like getting into all sorts of mischief. But then like clockwork, at a certain time at night, all of a sudden they put the apartment back together and then the owner comes home. So everything works out in the end. And this happens like night after night. Oh, and I forgot to mention, there's not just a lot of cats, there's 217 cats.
This is my book.
Yeah, I think you would love this book. So at the same time, there's also a villain in the town, like a masked villain, like superhero kind of masked villain, who is like going around doing different crimes. And Katie starts to suspect that her neighbor might actually be that notorious villain. And so she's trying to figure out how to deal with all of this stuff at the same time. Mm-hmm. And it's really fun. And it's funny. The cats are hilarious.
How old is Katie supposed to be?
I can't remember if they said how old she was.
Did they say what grade she was in?
Yeah, that's what I don't remember. Because it's like the end of school when it starts. But I don't know if they ever say how old she is. I would guess that she is somewhere in like 12 to 14.
Well, no, I'm not really sure.
It's called Katie the Cat Sitter.
Let me look it up.
Yeah, that's first in the series. I think it was suggested for ages 8 and up. One place I read, because my niece just turned 8 and I bought this for her because I loved it so much. So she's, well, she may have read it by now, but she was reading it the other day.
Katie is 12.
Oh, cool. Thanks. That was in my range, bottom of the range. So yeah, it's a really fun graphic novel. There's like spreads of like the different cats and their special skills that they have that are pretty fun.
Do the cats talk?
I don't think they talk. I don't recall them talking, but they're very special, unique cats. They have some special skills for sure. More so than any cat I've ever had. My cats that I've had in my life were not that skilled. But yeah, so Katie the Cat Sitter by Colleen A.F. Venable with illustrations by Stephanie Yu.
And then imagine if it was Kitty the Kitty Sitter.
Kitty the Kitty Sitter.
And is the cover was like a cat wearing a little like top hat and carrying a cane and smiling, a speech bubble coming out of her mouth and saying, "Come here, my beautiful children."
Aw, let me see sweet if I can
nanny.
Find.
It'd be a sweet kitty nanny. And then all the children would be like, "Meow." And then they'd scratch her.
Thanks. Oh, I'm going to see. Meow. Okay, so the next book in that series, Best Friends for Never, looks like it's coming out in 2022. So in January. So just at the start of the new year. So that should be fun.
Woohoo!
Jay doesn't know this yet because we just met recently, but I love middle grade graphic novels and so does Georgia. I love teen graphic novels too and adult graphic novels, but I feel like middle grade.
I'm a graphic novel nerd.
Yeah. Middle grade is pretty great for graphic novels. That section.
Teen graphic novels aren't the best. Teens
some
don't usually.
Yeah, some of them are good. I think the trick with teen ones is that a lot of teens are starting to read adult graphic novels, and so there's not as many produced for that age range.
Yeah.
But there are some very good ones that I've talked about on the show.
Also, teens start to read adult books. Mm-hmm.
Do you read any graphic novels, Jay?
I used to only read graphic novels, any, like, you know, drama or, like, smile, stuff like that. You know those? Yeah, I used to only read stuff like that, but now I don't as much no more. Chapter books just have this beautifulness. They just have this beautifulness.
Yeah. I like all of it, even nonfiction, but only nonfiction that reads like a good story. So that's why I'm convinced that someday we might be able to win you over. Well, by we, I mean me, because I don't think Georgia reads much nonfiction, although you do read memoirs and biographies.
I do read nonfiction, but I prefer I prefer autobiographies and biographies more than nonfiction. Though biographies and autobiographies are subgenres of nonfiction, so it'd fall into that category.
Yeah. Well, before we end our show for today. Does anyone have anything that they want to share that they didn't get to share yet? Something they're interested in or excited about? Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Jay.
Okay. So, Lunar Chronicles.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
That's a fun series.
My top favorite. One of my top favorite series ever existing. Read it. Yes. Just yes.
That's Marissa Meyer? Is that her name?
Yeah. Marissa Meyer. Marissa Meyer. Yes. I just love it.
I don't think I ever finished the series. I read Cinder, and is Scarlet the next one?
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know if I ever read the third one.
It's Crest and Winter.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever read Crest and Winter.
Those are like the best ones.
Oh, really? Oh, I have to read them. I loved Cinder and Scarlet.
Yeah, trust
me. So good. For our listeners, these are sci-fi fairy tale or they're not quite fairy tale retellings. They're fairy tale inspired, I would say, because they're not direct retellings of fairy tales. But Cinder's a cyborg, right?
Yes.
It's like a cyborg Cinderella.
Yeah. It's just so beautiful. It's one of my favorite book series.
Yay. Well, I guess that's about all the time for today.
No.
No? We have more time?
Yes. I make the rules because I am the director
of the
Canary Library.
Sorry. Didn't mean to step on your toes. Would you like to close us out for the day?
Or share
some library news?
Director a chance.
Okay. Well, yeah. So I hope everyone out there listening has a good week with lots of quality reading time. And we'll be back next week to talk about some more books. Until then, happy reading.
Happy reading.
Bye.
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 don't know what I'm supposed to be. You know, I'm stuck. Does it get easier?